A Wonderful Nightingale, the Eva Cassidy Story. In this TV program, you are going to hear the following words. Read and listen to them. Make sure you know what they mean. Nightingale, nursery, demo, release. Nightingale, nursery, demo, release. Ready? Now read the questions on the next page. Read them carefully before listening to this interview.
I'm Sally Cornfield. Welcome to Crying Guitar, your favourite chat show on music. Most pop stars are living legends. Quite a few, Elvis Presley, Jim Morrison, Frank Sinatra, have become myths after successful careers. It's a wonder that one has reached stardom only after her death and against her own wishes. This is the story of Eva Cassidy. Tonight with us in the studio is Dan Cassidy, who is going to help us pick out some highlights about his sister. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Sally.
Tell us how Eva became interested in music.
We grew up in a musical and artistic family. Our father, Hugh, was a musician and sculptor. Our mother, Barbara, came from a family of craftsmen and decorators. It was my father who taught Eva to play the guitar when she was 9, and introduced her to folk music. We formed a family band. I played the violin, and we gave local concerts. In her teens, Eva sang and played with a pop group called Stonehenge.
So Eva was a talented child.
Sure. She'd begun drawing at the age of 2. After high school, she enrolled in art classes, but she dropped out. "I'm not learning anything," she would complain to her mother. She also became interested in pottery, jewellery making, and in her job designing gardens for a nursery. But she never stopped singing.
What kind of person was Eva? A dreamer, perhaps?
She loved nature. All kinds of living things. She was painfully shy. She loved solitude, cycling, and movies. She hated dresses, popularity, aggressive drivers, and the exploitation of women in advertising and television. She was a perfectionist, obsessive about her art projects.
How come she didn't make a smashing success before she died?
Well, Eva chose songs that moved her, that allowed her to express her feelings. Her pieces of music included jazz, blues, folk, gospel, pop. Record companies wanted to fit her into a specific market, but she refused to compromise her music to make it more commercial.
What people influenced her career?
Chris Biondo, Al Dale, Chuck Brown. In 1986, Eva reluctantly agreed to do demos. But Chris Biondo, impressed by her sweet, expressive voice, invited her to record her own solo tracks. In 1990, she was persuaded by manager Al Dale to form her own Eva Cassidy Band. It was her collaboration with Chuck Brown that made her personality shine through as they recorded The Other Side, a collection of ballads and blues duets.
Lots of posthumous albums are being released. Live at Blues Alley, Ever by Heart, The Other Side, Songbird, Time After Time, Imagine. How does your family choose the songs which are to be released?
Well, my parents have decided to feature only the releases that are worth buying, the gems that celebrate the spirit of my sister.
Ever performed particular versions of some classical songs, Over the Rainbow, Fields of Gold, Imagine, in arrangements that show her talent for harmony. Which is your favourite song?
Personally, I like Danny Boy best because of the story that lies behind this all-time favourite.
Sounds intriguing.
Danny Boy is one of over 100 songs composed to the same tune. In 1910, the author, Frederick Edward Weatherly, wrote the words and music for an unsuccessful song called Danny Boy. But in 1912, his sister-in-law in America sent him a tune called London Derriere, a melody that was perfect for his Danny Boy lyrics. The combination was an immediate success.
What do you remember about Eva's last days?
She died of melanoma, a kind of skin cancer, in November 1996, at the age of 33. I remember over 400 people attending a memorial service in a public park, and I was playing the violin there. But the most beautiful memory I have is that when she was too ill to get out of her bed, her friends gathered to play a concert outside her bedroom window.
Well, and what about you, Dan? Are you still in show business?
Right. I used to play in some of Eva's recordings. Now I live in Iceland and perform throughout Europe.
Thanks very much, Dan, for joining us in Crying Guitar.
My pleasure.